This is Biker Dad, brought to you by Stevenson Klotz and the National Academy of Motorcycle Injury Lawyers.
Warning. This is not a show about motorcycles. Okay, it has some motorcycles in it. But deep down, it's really a show about people who use their passion for motorcycles to make their communities better, safer, and stronger. And people just doing crazy biker stuff, too. This is Biker Dad.
Welcome to this week's episode of Biker Dad TV. We are so happy that you guys are joining us every week. This week, we're going camping, but it's motorcycle camping, something you may not have seen before. Also, we're going to be going back on to with my little buddy, Caleb. He's a real miracle story. I was there the day his grandfather and he got in a terrible motorcycle crash. Doctors said he would never walk and talk again. You'll see him prove them wrong. And we got a tech tip. And for the first time ever, I ride a Harley-Davidson trike. We'll see how that goes. But we're gonna start with my epic road trip, 1,000 miles to the scooter camp in Inglis, Florida. I gotta tell you, it was something that's really different.
This is Biker Dad.
Hi, this is the Biker Dad. We're here at Scooter Haven in Inglis, Florida. If you were following me yesterday, you saw the track here. I didn't have enough battery to post a new video last night, so I just posted that I got here safe and sound. So thank you guys who were concerned about that. The last leg of the trip was pretty crazy. I stopped at Walmart to buy a tent because I didn't really have any idea where I was gonna sleep. Luckily, they had an open cabin here and I ended up taking that, so that's awesome. The cabins here are basically sheds that are closed in, but they're air conditioned and they have electricity, so that's perfect if you're a biker. I've got this big cabin with like 4 beds in it, so that's pretty awesome. Anyway, the last leg of the trip was a little bit sketchy. I stopped at that Walmart to get that tent, as I talked about, and as I was in the Walmart, the sun came down, so it got dark. With all the rain and the humidity, the visor was fogging up. It was dark. I almost missed the camp, but I made it. No big deal, and we're here.
Hey, I'm Dale.
I'm Kat.
We're from the Dale and Kat Show with Rider Now TV and Rider Now Magazine, sponsored by Fran Haas, man. We're over here in Scooter Haven having a great time. It's too broke for Sturgis, because we're too broke to get our butts over to Sturgis. So we're over at Scooter Haven in Inglis, Florida. And I know you've been walking around and checking out this place. It is the coolest place. We fell in love with it. We've been here, what, about 2 years? When we first got in here, it was almost like a spiritual awakening when we came through here. Came here during the day and we just knew it was a place for us. We're old school. There's a lot of old school people here, a lot of old souls. We love it, man. I'm glad you're out here checking out the 60 acres here of fun. So, you know, if you can't find some fun around here, then you can take your bike ride, go out to the Crystal River. There's a lot of places out here.
Yeah, man, I'll come on out here.
Everything about the biker community is probably about one of the best communities with the bikers and the musicians. They take care of a lot with the benefits and stuff, but we just love it, man. Just about keeping it old school place to be. You're gonna have a great time. Enjoy yourself. Come to Scooter Haven.
You can't go wrong.
Country Club. No golf club.
This is Biker Dad.
800 cool cars making a lot of noise here in Pensacola, Florida today on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. It is so gorgeous out, but they're also making a really loud statement about one important cause, important to me, and that's suicide prevention.
My name is Matt, and I'm the owner of MC Velesky Photography and also one of the main sponsors for Cars Against Suicide. We're raising awareness for suicide, and September is the National Suicide Awareness Month. with today's event, we just want to bring the car community together with Cars Against Suicide to raise money. All proceeds go to the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. I know a lot of people, a lot of friends, family, suffer from depression. It hits home.
My name is Swade. I'm co-owner of 85 Vinyls, and we also sponsor Cars Against Suicide. My love of cars started at 16. Me and my dad built cars together. I also suffer from depression. I've had bouts of suicide attempts probably 3 or 4 times now. For me to be able to get out in the local community and spread the awareness of this, that just because someone isn't showing what you might think are symptoms of depression or issues with suicide, then, I mean, I'm trying to reach out and explain, hey, those people might still be suffering from it even though that you don't show it.
I'm Sam, I'm from the Detail Garage, Pensacola. I think everybody I've talked to knows somebody or somebody that's been affected by suicide, and it's always been a big thing to me because I've lost friends due to suicide. Getting a little emotional there talking about it, but
that's okay. This happens every month.
Every single month.
And you guys always have like 800 cars out here.
Yeah.
Why do you think that is?
It's because we make it all about the cars, man. Like, yeah, we sell products, but I don't care if I make a single dollar in the store. As long as we get to have a bunch of friends out with their cool cars and we get to see all of them, that's all we care about. It's a passion.
This super stock Dodge Challenger Red Eye is one of 800 cars that showed up today, and it has 800 horsepower under the hood. Can you believe they do this every month right here at the Detail Garage in Pensacola, Florida? If you're ever in the area on the right Saturday, come and check it out. It's awesome, and they do it for a good cause.
This is Biker Dad.
Each one of these motorcycles represents someone whose life was touched by this young mother who lost her life suddenly to COVID. But bikers are making sure that she's not forgotten and her family is taken care of as well.
John Smith, husband of Daylin Smith, the reason we're doing the ride today. She got COVID, and we all got COVID. I was in and out of the hospital, and when I got out, started kind of doing a little better, she got worse, and then she got a lung infection, and her lung collapsed, and they tried to blow it back up. And it took for about 2 days, and then when they went to pull to go relieve her, her lung collapsed again, and they couldn't save her. So, and then the COVID got worse, and she couldn't breathe, and they put her into a self-induced coma, and she just couldn't get her breath back, and that's how she passed. Couldn't breathe anymore.
Bill Harris, good friend of John Smith. We're doing a memorial ride for his wife, Daylin Smith. She passed away from COVID unexpectedly, and you know, we're just trying to help the family out.
She's caring. She loved her kids. She's truly missed by all of us. She loved riding the bikes. She loved to travel. It's a community. It doesn't matter what you ride. It doesn't matter, you know, who you are. Things, you know, for stuff like this, they come together, you know, and it's a family. It's not really a biker thing. You know, I say it's, everybody calls it a biker, but it's more of a family.
Well, if you knew Daylin, she was just a kind soul. Free soul, free spirit. Everybody loved her. She would do anything for anybody. So it's just amazing. Community support, as well as the support we're getting from the biker community.
She would love it. She would absolutely love this. And I hope that, you know, she's watching and looking at it. And she's seeing how much everybody loved her. Everybody has, you know, been helping and done everything. I can't thank my friends enough for everything that they've done.
This is what we do as bikers. We get together to help our friends and family and even those that we don't know. We'll continue to tell you these inspiring stories about how bikers are giving back right here on the Biker Dad Show and on our YouTube channel.
Yeah. Here's the Mobile Bay Harley-Davidson Bike of the Week.
Mobile Bay Harley-Davidson Bike of the Week.
Well, I'm really excited about this week's Bike of the Week for one big reason. I've never really rode a trike before. I rode one around a parking lot once, a friend of mine, so I'm going to get a chance to ride that. And this is not just any trike marked with Mobile Bay Harley-Davidson. Tell us about this bike.
This is one we decided we wanted to trick out and customize a little bit. Harley doesn't make a trike with a wedge style fairing like this, so I found this and we decided we wanted to do something unique. We put, the Kahuna collection on the floorboards. We actually installed a pretty amazing sound system in this too. The freewheeler doesn't come with a sound system. We went with a Sony 7000 series head unit on it. We also did the Arc Audio Moto 720 amp, which is pushing 180 watts per channel. With the four Arc Audio 5 1/4s in it. This thing has an amazing sound to it.
So how does this trike ride? What should I know before I hop on it?
One thing about a trike is it's completely different than riding a bike. When you ride a trike, you have to steer it. When you're riding a bike, you counter steer. So
you have to remember not to put your feet down.
And also remember not to put your feet down. Once you try to run over your foot once or twice, you'll stop.
Reverse, just press and hold your start button until the R right there pops on.
So it's got some Screaming Eagle stuff on it. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's got stage one done on it with, I believe we did the Cobra exhaust on it with a Screaming Eagle high flow intake on it. So she has a real nice rumble and sound to it. Kind of opens up the motor a little bit, lets it breathe. It's ready for somebody to ride it. It needs a new home, needs an owner.
Well, today I'm that somebody, so I get to ride it. We're gonna hook up some GoPros and some other cameras and we're gonna hit the streets around here and see how it does. So it's pretty awesome to ride this first time I ride the trike. You got to get used to a couple things, and the first is the floorboards. You don't pick your feet up. That I got used to really quickly because it's comfortable. It's actually nice not having to pick your feet up. I am still learning not to lean though and to steer the thing. That's a little bit different for sure. So we'll see how it goes. We got a few more miles to go.
Geezer glide sometimes, but I gotta tell you, I had a blast riding this Harley Davidson trike the first time I ever rode one. We're letting all the old folks have fun, guys. You gotta try this out if you haven't ridden one before. We'll check back in with another Bike of the Week next week. Now, Biker Dad Show brings you People Who Rock.
Sammy Joe, I'm 24 years old. I am the lead singer of the band Jezebel. Been going here since I was in diapers. I actually lived here for like 10 years and I moved away for a while, came back here to play actually. And then I just been coming out to hang out. I know like a lot of the bikers here. They've known me since I was a baby. My dad was a biker. My mom was a tattoo artist. So like she's been around all this like bar life and biker life and stuff like that, so I kind of just got put in it and I love it. We're definitely a biker band, but we have a wide variety of fans, like little kids, 90-year-old, 80-year-old, like all kinds of people. So I mean, it's not just the biker life, but we are very, very much involved in the biker life. If you haven't checked out Jezebel, check us out. You won't be disappointed. If you haven't been to Scooter Haven, definitely come here. It's the greatest place ever. They will take care of you.
This week's Tech Tip is brought to you by Mobile Bay Harley-Davidson.
Time for this week's Tech Tip with Harley-Davidson Master Tech Neil. And today we're talking about something that people consider doing themselves sometimes, and sometimes they're successful about it, sometimes not so much, and that's putting on handlebars. Like, how complicated is it? Should you be doing it yourself, and what are some of the pitfalls? So,
well, I'd say if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Air cleaners and pipes are usually the first things people go for, but when it comes to handlebars, you want to make this bike your own. There are a wide variety of handlebars out there, and you see how these are wired? Sometimes it can be kind of a daunting task for the beginner. Besides wiring, you have your new brake lines and some models of hydraulic or cable clutch, but all that needs to be routed. Your cable clutch goes down into here. All those systems need to be bled, especially the ABS system needs to be bled for safety. Like I said, you don't want to go grab a whole handful of nothing. To get everything just perfect, and you talk to your customer beforehand, before I button everything down, I'll have a customer come in, up on the lift, safe, set it to the riding style, and I'll even walk away for a minute, like, hey, give it some thought. Sometimes just adjusting it on some of these touring bikes can be kind of all this needs to come off, needs to be pitched forward. You definitely make sure everything's perfect.
If I make a mistake, which I have before, I have to pay you to fix it instead of, and it's just for me, because I'm not a mechanic at all, it's just better for me to come and have you guys work on my bike in the first place. That's our tech tip for this week with Harley-Davidson Master Tech Neil. We'll be back next week. We're going to be delving into your bike's computer. We're going to see what your bike's brain has to say about what's going on in there and whether your bike is safe and properly tuned and is running right. And Harley has some really cool equipment. We're going to hook it up to my bike Elvis and see if there's any issues with that before we hit the road on a bunch of long trips.
Our Back on Two stories are brought to you by Stevenson Klotz and the National Academy of Motorcycle Injury Lawyers.
This week's Back on Two segment is extremely special to me.
I can swing.
And he can swing. This is Caleb. He's my friend. The first time we met, kind of, was on the side of a highway in Alabama, right after he and his gramps had a really bad motorcycle accident. His gramps didn't make it, and they said Caleb probably wouldn't either. And they weren't sure about that, but what they were sure about was that he would never walk and talk again. But what do you say about that?
I can walk.
And what else?
I can. God said I could do this, but the doctors said I couldn't.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. So here's a look at Caleb's story.
You.
Last time I personally saw Caleb was when we gave you guys the van.
Right.
And he couldn't walk or even really talk. I think he was just making some noises back then. So.
Yeah, he was saying mama and screaming. That was it. I'm Nancy, and this is Caleb. Say hey, Caleb. Look at the camera. Say hey.
Hey.
Hi.
We talked about this a little bit, but just tell us what happened. And...
He was coming back from a ferry ride with my dad. It was his first motorcycle ride ever. And this lady came over two lanes of traffic and hit my dad and Caleb head on. And it slung Caleb 350 feet away from my daddy. And it broke. His whole pelvis was on his front side was on his back side. He broke this leg. Both leg bones came out of this leg. He broke his arm. He broke the first bone in his neck. We had 78 hours of surgery, 3 brain surgeries, a shunt put in. Yeah, we have voicemails from the first responders and the doctor after his last brain surgery to put the shunt in, saying that he would never make a full recovery. There would be no chance. Go ahead, don't touch nothing. That he would never walk or talk or be able to do anything that he's doing right now. Who made it possible, Caleb?
God.
God? And then you.
How does that make you feel?
How does that feel? It feels great. I didn't think I'd be chasing after him. What are you supposed to do, Caleb? Pick up your
mat and walk.
Pick up your mat and walk. Okay. What's Mama's favorite Bible verse?
Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
You're so sweet. I never thought I would get to have a conversation and he'll understand it. For months, he didn't talk. He didn't do anything. They were just convinced. They had a feeding tube on him. We got him home. They're like, he's not going to eat again. Once they have a G-tube, they don't go back to a solid food. Caleb can eat a whole box of a large pizza by himself.
And tacos.
It's all bikers that has helped us. Bikers and people in the community. If it wasn't for the bikers in the community and KP and Juju and all them, I don't know where we'd be at. Because we haven't got insurance money. We haven't got any kind of help. Caleb's still not getting SSI. We have no help other than the biker community who stepped out for a kid they didn't know. We never thought bikers could be so loving.
Caleb and I are going to stay in touch like we have been for quite some time, and we're going to keep you updated on his story and his progress. And we know that he's going to do even better. And why is that?
Because you can't have a test without a testimony.
Amen, brother. Good job.
Good one.
When the going gets tough, bikers get going, and that's the case for this Pensacola biker couple battling a devastating diagnosis.
My name is Jason Garcia. This is my wife, Christina Garcia. About 5 months ago,
I was diagnosed with stage 2 invasive lobular and ductal carcinomas. I have 2 different types of breast cancer.
She's been really very strong.
We have 3 children and 2 grandsons. I take 2 different types of chemo. They call it the red devil.
Red devil, yeah.
The red devil. And it makes my body actually toxic to other people. So anything inside of me, it comes through my pores, could burn other people.
Literally burn.
I walked out to see my grandson, and he was like, "Mama, why can't I hug you?" And I was like, "You can hug me in 5 days." It's been rough on him, I think.
Well, he just doesn't understand. He's a young kid.
Yeah.
But I just explained, like, well, we just have the same haircut.
We're twinsies. See?
Husband and I, we're twinsies. Yeah, we decided we're twinsies.
So amazing how whenever you're on a bike ride, whenever you're on a poker run or a regular ride, how everybody comes together and it's all about the ride. You take a deep breath, you twist that throttle back just a little bit more, your smile grows big, and it doesn't matter that back home you may have to cry, but as soon as you're on that bike and you twist that throttle, man, you get the smile on your face, and you're just moving forward. And I think that's the takeaway. You gotta move forward. To have a bunch of people that the only thing we have in common is that we got 2 wheels, man, it's intense.
I have noticed through all my rides and all the people that I've met that there's a heart behind them, the bikers. And honestly, it's one of the best communities to belong to.
You have to hold on to those moments, those seconds, those hours, whatever you've got to kind of take the next step.
We call this my brick wall.
And yeah.
Every step I take, every chemo I have, every test, procedure, that's one more brick out of the wall. And eventually we're going to knock this darn thing down.
And bikers are coming to help. They're rallying for Christina and Jason. The Halloween ride for Christina's boobies will be October 30th at Cottonmouth Customs in Pensacola. You can get all of the information on the Biker Dad Facebook page.
This is Biker Dad.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Biker Dad Show. We really appreciate you coming along for the ride. And speaking of rides, we are taking some long ones here in the next few weeks. So make sure and come along with us. We're going up to Birmingham area for the Barber Vintage Motorcycle Fest. We're going to Myrtle Beach Bike Week, Biketoberfest. We're going to be all over the place showing you what bikers are doing. So join us for the next few weeks for those events and a lot more stories right here on the Biker Dad Show. And as always, please look twice for motorcycles.